Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 612 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Manjit, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Design Crowd, DesignCrowd. That's designcrowd.com, which helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers around the world. They have more than 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and get started at designcrowd.com/askpat. That's designcrowd.com/askpat for a special VIP offer for our listeners. Now, let's get to today's question from Manjit.
Hi, Pat. I believe the success of your site is based on the quality you provide in your content and the value that gives your user base. I was just wondering, how do you create good content? Because that's what I'm struggling on. I want to give my users value, but I don't have the confidence or the understanding how to create this content from start to finish. For example, could you tell us how you would create an ebook from start to finish? Any help you can give would be appreciated. Thanks.
You know, I appreciate this question a lot. First of all, because of your vulnerability, just the honesty behind it, and the fact that you do want to create good content. I think that's first and foremost the number one thing that you all need to do is have that drive and that want to create good content. Not just good content, but great content. How can you actually stand out from the crowd? And that's where I want to start. Great content is often content that is unique, that's different, that's out there in a different way than what's already out there. Now, it's hard to create, and the reason why I say it like that is because it's hard to create brand new, kind of completely never before, like discovered something amazing that nobody's ever seen or heard of before. It's very difficult to come up with stuff like that. But you can take principles and ideas and things that are already existing and put your own voice, your own spin, your own conclusions, your own words, your own style into it. And that can make it unique and make it great, especially when you consider, and this is the second part, how it's actually transforming the readers or the listeners or the viewers' lives. And I love, love, love to think about content as transformational content. That's what makes great content transformational. And the reason I say that, it's, you know, it's basically saying, well, what's the purpose of this piece of content you're writing or recording? But when you think about transformation, it takes the focus off of you and your purpose for doing it and puts it on the person on the other end who's consuming that content. And so when it comes to transformation, you want to think about, well, what is the end goal? What is the end result there? What are they going to get that they didn't have before they read that thing, before they listened to you, before they watched you? And then taking that end goal and working backwards, determining what those steps are, determining what those supporting points are, what stories can you tell that can lead somebody into that? Now, I will say that, yes, I do believe that I have great content, and it is of high quality, but it definitely didn't start like that. Definitely didn't start like that. What made it great was learning from others, getting help, paying attention, but most importantly, just doing. And yes, I was in the same boat. I didn't have confidence at first, but I knew that the more I did it, the better I would get. That's the case with anything. So Manjeet, I would recommend that you just go and write with the focus of transforming your readers or your listeners or your viewers. I guess if you have readers, or excuse me, listeners and viewers, you're not writing. Unless, anyway, never mind. Focus on the transformation. Determine what those steps are and just practice and put it out there for the world and ask for feedback. And that by far has also been one of the top things that I've done is as my audiences begin to grow and has grown much larger over time, I continue to ask my audience in surveys, but also in person when I see people at conferences or via email, on Skype sometimes, over chat, what I could do to improve. Or what they like. That way I know what I should and shouldn't do moving forward, and that's how you become better. That's how you become more confident. Now, if you want a step-by-step process on how to write an ebook from start to finish, I highly recommend you check out my free book. It's called Ebooks the Smart Way. I wrote this back way back in the day, and all the content is very relevant still today. It's helped over 100,000 people understand how to write. But not just write, how to publish, how to market, and also how to automate it. So whether you put it out there as a lead magnet to generate more emails for your list or sell it, that book's going to help you do that too. I would highly recommend sort of rereading the parts about mind mapping. That's going to help you come up with the content that's going to be great for your audience too, and just structure everything so it flows nicely as you're beginning to type it all out. So Manjeet, check it out. Ebooks the Smart Way. .com. Everybody should check it out, actually. And I appreciate you all for checking that out. And Manjeet, I appreciate your question because this is great. It's going to be really helpful for a lot of people too. So thank you so much. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you. And thank you to everybody else out there who's asking questions because this show wouldn't exist without you. So please keep asking your questions. Head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And I pick a person 5 days a week and you will win a t-shirt, which is great for free. Also, today I'd also like to thank designcrowd.com for sponsoring today's show. Designcrowd.com helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource, like I said, custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers around the world. Over 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. Again, check out designcrowd, designcrowd.com/askpat for a special VIP offer and learn more. Get started now. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day, as always, from Rick Levine. He says, "Authenticity, honesty, and personal voice underlie much of what's successful on the web." There you go. Take care. See you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.